Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Corporate Quitter. Today's guest is like literally my BFF here in Austin. So I'm like very honored to have her on and finally share some of her magic with us. And coincidentally, her name is also Whitney Magic. It's going to be a silly ride today. Sorry in advance for the rabbit hole. But she's a crypto mentor for conscious women who want to achieve financial freedom. She escaped her corporate engineering career in 2020, withdrawing and reinvesting her 401k into crypto, which has allowed her to travel the world and enjoy life without having to work for the past 3 years. Now, as the crypto market is heating up, she helps women replicate her results and introduces them to crypto world in an aligned and simplified way that doesn't compromise on their values or lifestyle vision. And obviously, I know Whitney very well. We met 2 years ago. We've been like tied, like so close the past few years, hang out often. But she also mentored me in the crypto space as well, has like helped me tremendously when it comes to finances, rewriting my relationship with money, all of that stuff. So it's just, it's an honor to have you on, girl. Oh, yeah. Yay. Finally, we're doing this. Oh, my God.
Also, you've done such a great job in the crypto space, like really picking up this whole language and world. Anyways, I'm so excited to be here today. Thank you so much for having me, Gabby.
Yeah, of course. Also, like, it's about time. And also, it's funny that this didn't happen sooner. Like, Whitney and I have been trying to have this happen for a while. Like, but we're just like so ADD with each other. Like, it just wasn't happening. But I feel like the timing is perfect because, as you know, the crypto market right now is like hot AF, right? Like this is the time to buy, essentially, right?
Yes. And even better than that, I actually like to say the best times to buy are dips when prices are going down. And we are experiencing a little dip in the market, a little pullback because of an event that is coming up in the next 3 days. This will already be live by the time that happens. So anyways, if you're hearing this, there's really great opportunities on the street for you to be able to get into crypto and get exposed to this game that is out here for money.
Yeah. Okay. I'm curious to hear what the event is, and I definitely want you to share it for all of us in a little bit. But before we get into that, I want you to tell people your story because it's fucking bonkers. Like, I know it obviously because we've talked about it a zillion times. So it's like drilled into my brain. But like, how did you come to the conclusion of like, I'm quitting engineering? Like, I'm not going to do this. I'm leaving the corporate world. Like, fuck it. I'm going to do everything my way, pursue freedom. Like, how did that come to be? And like, what happened to basically get you where you are right now?
Okay. I'm going to take you guys back to the corporate days. So traditionally trained as with an engineering degree, was in the construction engineering world. I was there for 3.5 years. And when I was in I like to say everything, the fuel, the pain all began in the corporate world to really get me to where I am today. Yeah. And when I was walking around like the corporate office and the corporate structure, I was so curious. And I was like, is anyone living a life that I want to live? And I couldn't find a single person. Like instead people, like I went off, like there were vacations that I went off to like Joshua Tree and I would like glamp and like be in these things. And I would come back and people would be like, you're kind of like, you're like a Fruit Loop of a girl. And I was just like,
I'm like, excuse me. Honestly, that sounds so cute. I'd love to be a Fruit Loop of a girl.
The predictions some people had for me where I was very spot on.
Wait, like your high school thing where they're like best dressed or like mostly likely to be famous or no? Like, what do you mean?
No, just like coworkers in the office were kind of just like, we expect you to be like living van life type of earthy, crunchy thing. And I'm
they're like, wait until you see me a few years later. Oh, my God.
I took all that so personally because I was like, that's not me. And it's just like, Whitney, it's you. Because anyways. Fast forward, I really was like on this quest to be able to unlock more freedom for myself. When I was in the corporate world, I really felt super unfulfilled. I was frustrated that I felt like my time was capped and I was like, I should be speaking or teaching women. Like this was just coming out of my like core desires of like, I want to be helping people, not just like in this engineering structured world and having more creativity expressions and all these things. So anyways, all of this pain and all of this fuel, and I had like this other curiosity of like, what does a dollar actually mean to me? All of this perfectly catalyzed into me leaving my corporate engineering career January 2020. Obviously, that timed up really, really well with everything going on in 2020. But at that point, I had also bought a ticket to fly over to Bali, Indonesia, to be able to like 2 weeks after I quit in January, I was on a plane and I was in Bali and I was planning on being there only for 4 weeks. I ended up getting to Bali and I was like, whoa, I'm having all these conversations with different people, perspectives, different lifestyles. And I was like, there's so much more out there. And actually, like, I don't have to go back to the US. Like, I can actually figure things out here. Like, whoa, mind blown. And so when I was in Bali, it was then that I started to actually connect with more people and be like, wait, there's this investing thing. There's this money game. There's this old system that is failing in the financial world right now. And there are new systems coming in. that are aligned to the future and the optimization, the automation that I've seen in the world. How have I never seen about this stuff before or heard about crypto or blockchain technology? Like, yes, I want the old system to be able to die in many ways, like the old system that is just built on humans, humans manually moving transactions, banks and humans validating and verifying that I can send my money places. Like, I want that system to somewhat dissolve in many ways because I want a system where I actually hold the keys to my own money. I have empowerment around all these things. And ultimately, I get to vote with my dollar of the system that I want to see. So for me, there I was like really bit by the crypto bug by just being like, I want to align to the future. Like, that's the world that I want to be in. And so it was from there that I really just got super crazy passionate about this stuff. Like, I got a mentor and really, and I also pulled my retirement fund out. And that was really the big leap of faith for me is I pulled my retirement fund out and learned to manage it on my own with some help too. And ultimately, the way that my story will go, I'll just drop you guys for staring in. At a low point, my portfolio ended up getting down to 25K.
What did it and, start with, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, it started at 38K.
Okay, and, that's a good investment.
Yeah, yeah. And then during 2020, my mentor and I, we were like a lot of market thesis that we were creating. We were projecting that the market was actually going to dip off because of COVID and all the volatility and the election year and everything coming up. However, that's not what happened because the printing machines went on. And that was a first time type of thing. And the market actually went up. So my entire portfolio was positioned to everything going down. Hence why I went from 38K to 25. Anyways, all that to be said. Experienced pain at first. And then I was like, that's it. I've been studying all the crypto things. I have to just go full on in on this. And so from the 25K, that was around September, October 2020 that I put everything into crypto. And from there, I watched the 25K go up to 70K, 75, 80, 100. I was like, whoa. Mm-hmm. And then it kept on going. And it went all the way up. 200, 300. A little over $500,000 within 9 months. And so for me, that was like such a, like, I mean, just think about it for yourself. Like, if you could watch 25.
I mean, it's fucking
25...
crazy. Like, but also that I'm thinking not, I didn't realize it was over 9 months that happened. I thought this was like, oh, a week later, like you flip the switch and it happened. Like, I can't even imagine the like emotional turmoil you went through of like not only watching this, but also being fucking patient and not pulling it, right? Because that's what ends up happening. People are like, oh, I made a little bit of money. I pulled it out. Like, even with I was in your program last year and I experimented with Solana because I love Solana, which for people who are listening, it's a type of token. It's a coin on the marketplace. And it was trading at, I think, $4 or something when I originally found it. Then it was at 19. I was like, let me buy one or a couple and see what happens. And I ended up going up to $100. And I was like, wow, this is great. Took it out. And now it's still up at, I think it's at 178. Like, I could have kept waiting and kept doubling, but I was antsy and my emotions were getting the best of me. Now that's $100. That's nothing. $500,000. I'd be like, fuck. Like, immediate cash out. Like, you know, like it changes your life.
Well, and you know, it's yeah. and also I didn't sell, like it went up to $500,000 and I still didn't sell at that top because it's all the emotional wave that kicks in with like what happens when you get exponential wealth. What happens? Like, well, like what actually happens is like quite often most people's nervous systems is not caught up. Quite often you have a lot more emotional blocks and emotional barriers that come up. The ego jumps in the way saying, we're not going to just stop at a $500,000. We're going to go to $1,000,000. Why? Who knows? And like, this is where the mind goes. And so there's whatever exists within, like money, numbers, everything just gets amplified. And so I've personally over this past 4 years, like have learned so much about myself that I'm like, great. It all comes with more wealth and more money. And like, I was able to take profits. And like, that's where over the past few years, you've known, I've been traveling around a lot, reconnecting with like a lot of my family, like reintroducing the new version of myself that I've gone on and experienced so much more soul work activations. Like, I'm really living in alignment with my life now. And I feel so fulfilled. So like, I have everything that I dreamed of that I wanted in the corporate days, which I've been like really allowing that to drop in recently of just being like, wow, like there's so many more things to do, but like, wait, you did it. Like, you did it. You're doing it. You're perfect. Like, and this whole journey would have been so unpredictable. But the biggest thing was like, I've said yes to like so many trust leaps and jumps to be like, I'm going to say yes and I'm going to learn. And I know that like I'm resilient. I believe in myself. I want to prove to myself of how much I can trust myself. And so, yeah, there's really been a whole lot of that energy of like, I don't know this now, but I do know that I will be able to know it and I will learn it and I can find the resources and ask for the help from the people that I need. And anyways, I bring this up just because like right now, like this is such a hot topic because we are at very much that like opportunity point that I was at where like when I put the money in at 25K, like even Gabby, what you were saying with like Solana, where like today it's at around like 178, 180, whatever it is, that probably in a year, if you listen to this back a year, year and a half, we're probably going to be closer to $1,000 with Solana.
Yeah, which I love Solana. Like when I have the capital, yeah. I'm definitely reinvesting in it. Because I mean, I found Solana when it was at $2 and I was like, this shit is revolutionary. That was 2 years ago. And so here we are. But it's just, it's like, it's so fascinating. Also the projects and things that are aligned with it. But I want you to get into the, like what the deal is about crypto and all that and like why that versus other things and like why it's important for the future. So like, what's the deal with crypto? Why? I know why, but like what for the people listening who are like, this is a scam, this is bullshit. Everyone is like blowing smoke up your ass. You know how it is. Like, what is it? Like, it just all of it seems like chaos and garbage. Like, why are people leaning towards it?
This is my favorite question. And as an engineer, I also love to teach more as an engineering mindset, which I actually think a lot of women really, really love with because it's not just like gambling, which a lot of people can feel kind of like in the crypto world right now. Like there's a lot of gambling energy. But I'm like, no, let's ground this energy down. So why do you want to? Okay, first off, what is crypto? Definition wise, crypto is a digital currency that is run by blockchain technology or like cryptography technology. Basically, that just means that the trust has been shifted from humans running the system to code. And you just need to figure out a way to like verify that like all the transactions exist. That's the digital component that is needed so that humans can be like, when I log into my account, like the 5 coins that I had are still there. Like my $500,000 is still there. Like it's not going to run away. And ultimately, when we're talking about money, financial systems, like you guys know, like you open up your bank account and if you had $100,000 and you suddenly log in and it's down to $10,000, you're like, what the fuck? Like what's going on? So humans need trust in every aspect of their life. And that's simply what the actual technology mechanisms behind crypto do. That's the definition of what crypto is. Like there's so many ways that you can help explore that. But fundamentally, just know that like this information is all trusted. It's all on code. Like it works.
I mean, and isn't that the reason why the banking system is failing? Is corrupt people are playing with your stuff essentially and they're not trustworthy? Or is it like, because other people would be like, oh, well, code is bad, right? We always see glitches in our social apps and stuff like that. So how could that be any different than someone who's untrustworthy, like an actual individual behind the account? Like why this is different?
Huh, why is this different? Okay.
I don't mean to throw you a curveball. I'm thinking from the people who are listening, they're like, oh, well, no, I would rather talk to a human than talk to like, you know, when you go to a customer service call and they're like, no, I just want to speak with the representative. They're like, press this option for like sometimes we need humans. But why in this scenario is actually technology and code the better option?
OK, first off, right now here on Earth, do you guys feel like power, like the power games are balanced? Or do you think that people are abusing their power? OK,
no.
Exactly. Yeah,
yeah, completely abusive.
So first, humans are great, but at the same time, humans are naturally corrupt. At some point, some part of the systems, the greed will kick in, ego, even the stuff that I was able to experience for my own self of going from 25K to half a mil. Like I experienced that ego drunkenness of like, oh my God, greedy, greedy. Humans are the same freaking way. So anyways, that's one reason. Another part is, guys, it's 2024. Like, I don't know. When I was a little girl, there was an aspect in my mind. I've always had this vision of the future where I'm like, everything is automatic. Everything works. Like I kind of thought the world was already automatic in like 1993 when I was born, but clearly it wasn't. So humans naturally resist change. And we're just getting to the point where like humans, like we're actually we now actually have the technology that works. And now it's just a matter of humans catching up to the technological advancements that we have and trusting that, hey, this code thing is actually what you guys have been ready for and waiting for. The fact that we're able to talk on the internet right now and have this conversation, like it's all in code. Like you log into your phones, you open up your calendar, like your email, everything works. Like you guys have already built the trust with those things. And now we're simply just upgrading, updating the money system. But with that comes like the reason there's so much resistance to it is because the old systems, people who have been in power, want to protect their power. That's it. And they're like, I don't want to like give my power. I don't want like the one percenters, the politicians, the government officials are like, we don't want to give our power to this other system where now people own their own power. People own their own money. They're like, you guys are getting, you're reducing the middleman, the government. And we're like, yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. So anyways, I feel like that answers your question.
No, yeah, it does. And I think also it goes to back to, for those who are listening, who are not aware of all this stuff, the other aspect of corruption, when you talk about money specifically, is kind of what we're even seeing in our traditional system of like trading stocks and bonds and things like that. Like when Robinhood, that whole debacle, essentially where people are buying GameStop and basically Robinhood stopped people from purchasing the GameStop stock after so many people did. But like, there was a situation even recently, right? The Coinbase thing where they like couldn't get access to their fund.
Yeah.
Or is that different?
Yeah. It's all the same thing. It's centralization versus decentralization. But actually, I want to jump this. You asked one question earlier that I want to jump back to, because mm-hmm. that's a whole nother advance. Like that's a 2.0 conversation.
Okay.
Okay. Really, what I want to get to back to is, so I went into like, what is crypto? But like, why crypto? Why now? Mm-hmm. And the way that I like to see this is if like we've been mapping it out, like, and my engineering brain loves to be able to solve problems. And also as an investor, I love to align to problems and solutions and be a part of that opportunity bridge. So what's going on here on Earth right now with crypto? It's here because the technology has been caught up to date. Like we're finally like, we are aligning to the future, and crypto's not like, it's young, but Bitcoin came out in 2009. It's been 15 years. Like it's not brand spanking new. So like it's here. And as an investor, I like to align to problem solution. I like to be a part of the opportunity, but I like to be early in an opportunity. And anyone knows, like if you're a trendsetter, if you're someone who has something first than others, like you have the hottest shoes, whatever it is, like there's even like that social little clout that comes with it where you're like rewarded for being first. The same thing happens in the financial market is you want to be early to the game before the masses are there. You want to be investing before other people are, and then like before it's mainstream, and that's how you get rewarded. So I think a lot of people right now might be thinking like, oh, I'm so late. Like crypto's been around for so long. But like the reality of it is like, I believe we're like probably around, we're less than 10% of users globally are using crypto. Like there's like, just think about that. We are so early and there's so many more people that still have to get in this game, because like people like you and I and people in this community, we're trailblazers in many ways. Like we want to be aligned to the future. We want to trust things before other people. So crypto might be in people's consciousness and awareness and floating in their world. It may even be floating in yours. But how many people actually take actions around this? Mm-hmm. It usually takes people so many repetitions to even just like put their money into things and to test things. So all that to be said, we are still very early. And I mean, in 1 year, we're going to be noticing that prices are not going to be at this point just because the markets, the financial markets are moving. So this is also why I'm like really here to be like, hey guys, like now, if this has been your field, like now is the time really to start be taking action and like investing in things that are actually changing the crypto world and innovating the space.
Yeah. So like when we talk about like the financial world changing and stuff like that, which is like for a lot of people, very scary. They're like, I can't even think about my parents who like work not quick to learn things like Facebook, let alone like my dad. I don't even know if he knows how to add an attachment in email. Like, how the hell am I going to learn a new system, a complete new banking system? But like, you know, one of the things I think we all feel is this pain of like things are not working and everything is breaking. So how can we like basically objectively see how the system is and what's changing without like, and be curious about it, right? Which is a fuel for everything, without getting so worked up about it, like actually out of fear, like versus excitement.
Yeah. Okay. Best way of learning is by doing. You know this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do.
And, yes. And like doing sometimes means like sometimes we're going to be breaking some things. Sometimes we're not going to always get it right. And I have found like even when I shared like the aspect of going from 38K down to 25K and then being like, fuck it, we're at 25K. We just have to ride this out. I have to have time work for me. All of these things that I was doing, like I was playing with bigger amounts and definitely things that were edgy to me. But if this has been on your radar, like I invite you to take an action to like get yourself in the game, in the crypto game, to watch some videos. Like I personally have a whole bundle of YouTube videos and channels and things like that. Like whether it's myself or whether you learn from someone else, But it's like, go to those spaces, be like, I actually need to take action and learn something more and then put my money in the game. So I can start to like actually see that those results, kind of like Gabby, like you said with Solana too, where you're like, oh, like I had the $100. I was like rooting for it and like watching it grow. It feels super empowering to have that money in the game, to watch it for yourself. And also like, that's where like, I also like the thing that I really loved about having a mentor for my own self and like having a teacher and like having community in these different ways is like, yes, $100 in these little amounts feel safe, but there's also an aspect of like, if financial freedom or if like changing your financial future is something that is actually on your radar, you're probably gonna have to do things more than just like the little $100 puts. But you're gonna need to take something that is a bigger, more serious action. And those serious actions, that can be like for some people, like for me, that was also like that the comparison of like moving abroad and like living in another country for years. It started off
quitting your job.
Quitting a job. For many people, it's quitting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quitting a job, hopping on a flight, and then being like, fuck it, I'm not going to take the flight home. Like, it comes with all these different actions. But there is a certain time where you have to be like, if this is in my financial future of wanting more freedom, I actually have to put some serious money in the game to watch it seriously grow. And like, of course, I can diversify my assets in the crypto space to align it to risky versus not risky, like everything else in between. I help people with that stuff if that's something you need help with. But ultimately, like, you need to get yourself in the game or else you're just going to be a sideline. Oh, you're going to be on the side. And it will be like the conversation that I have with my parents of like getting messages of like, hey, did you watch Ethereum went to like $3,500? It's now 4,000. Like, da da da. Like, you can be a sideline participant or you can be in the game. And I just feel like you know this.
Oh, yeah.
We love getting in the game.
Oh, yeah. It's super fun. I think it's really crazy, too, when you start to look at these things and you're like, oh, I remember when it was at this amount, even Ethereum at its lowest where I knew it, not where it actually started. But the lowest I saw was 800, I think, June of 2022. And I was like, oh, shit. And I could only put $500 in at the time. And I took it out. I think it's 1700. I wish I kept it till it was four. But like, it's fun. I mean, it's also really scary, right? But it's one of those things like you have to take the risk, right? That's like the game of financial wealth and abundance is like playing the game. But like, so actually now that we're speaking about games, like you always talk about this too. It's like the real game of money. Like what's the actual real game of money and like exponential wealth and like freedom, if you will?
Okay. So first off, yeah, Gabby, you know, I love to play. I experience life and the crypto market very much as a game. And I think that this helps also soften some of the relationship and the emotional energy around money, because it is a very primal need to be able to take care of our safety and our future and take care of ourselves, our family, our goals, all these things. However, money is just energy. Like I know you're gonna be like, da da da, these different things. But collectively, money is just a form of energy. It's a form of energy of what we see value in the world, what we see of value in comparison to the time ratio that humans have created around what time is. Like today, a dollar is worth a certain amount. You can go to the store and exchange it for a certain amount. If you go back to the store in a year, you'll probably have less spending power to get less of what you bought in the store today. And so I even like to see like different parts of that. Like it's still a game. Like value is changing in amounts. I want to go back to even like the conversation you were talking about, like with watching price go up and like the challenge of holding assets, like watching crypto go from like the Ethereums go from like 800 to like 3,000 to 4,000 and being like, ah, I need to sell.
Or even watching it dip. Like even like there are some investments I have right now in certain crypto that like it's tanking. It's not doing well. But I'm like, okay, I'm going to stay with this for 9 months and we're going to see what happens. Like that's how much conviction I have around it. Like,
yes.
How the fuck can you, like, help, so, SOS?
So this goes back to the aspect of seeing it all as a game. But so for my own self, I'm really grateful that I studied the market this way. This was my entry point, is I wanted to understand what is crypto? Why is it here? How does it play into the big game of life of where we are shifting collectively as humanity? The more that I was able to do that and see that and shift and align to that, the more I was actually working on building like a thesis, like building a roadmap, a plan. Deepening my conviction to be like, hey, I'm getting into Ethereum. Do I think it's going to go just to $4,000? No. Why? I can use history. I can look back at like what the other all-time highs were. And I can also see like, okay, collectively in this market cycle timing, like there's going to be all these other people that are going to be coming in. So like I'm actually way far ahead of so many more people that are going to want this in the future. So a big part of like the whole crypto money game for me has been seeing like, what is value and how do humans behave? You know, like, what is the human behavior around all of this stuff? And why is something going to have more value in the future? And with that mindset, with that thesis, with that plan, that allows me to be like, okay, I'm holding for like another year and a half. Like, I have these dates in my calendar. I have these certain price targets based off of history, based off of everything else in between. And like, anyone can create this. But this way, it allows me to actually relax, to like go out into real life, to play, to connect with people, not to check my portfolio, not to check the dips, and to realize that like, if price dips down, like, that's natural. That's part of the asset class that we are in. We need the volatility. We need downs to clear people out. And then we need the big ups. And that's just the game that we play. And I know as humans, like, it can feel really uncomfortable just to experience loss or to experience like losing six figures, losing four figures, losing three figures, like whatever it is, it can feel painful. But it's reminding that like the game that we're playing here is we want to have time work for us. And the only way that we can do that is to like build a conviction, like build out your reasons of why you're investing in something, see how it's aligned to the future, see what problem it's solving, and then ultimately get into your positions and then sit on your hands. Mm-hmm. Do not hit the sell button, because there will be plenty of other people that come in and hit that sell button. And yeah, personally, like, this is one huge reason that I love crypto investing, is because it has helped me expedite my process around emotional intelligence, around studying how energy flows in the world, how the future is created, how human behavior works. Like, everything happens in the crypto world just like on this condensed level, because everyone's on this mission when they come into crypto to get rich. So it's like, I love the crypto market just because it's like, it's such a fun game. And at the same time, I also get to get wealthy in the process, and I get to learn so much about myself. And overall, like, I'm becoming a better vehicle for wealth by being able to study it in this way as well.
It seems like almost the exact experience you get when you quit your job and become an entrepreneur. You're like, wow, learning new things about myself. Oh my God, I actually can make money doing this. Wow. Well, like, it is an interesting sort of parallel that happens with that. But one thing I do want to mention and have you kind of dive in a little bit more is that, like, I think people don't realize is that, like you said, it's not gambling. And also, like, it's, you're not just putting money into like a token or whatever it is. Like, it has some sort of project or like something behind it that's fueling it. So like, for example, like Solana, the reason why I loved it was because they're working all these different projects. They had this game where you could essentially make money by working out. Like, essentially every time you went for a run, you can generate money from it. It was this whole new sort of thing fueling you. It was like a very new concept, which I was like, this is so cool. Now they're doing other things. But like, why is crypto different than like a stock in the sense of like the gambling factor, right? Day trading. Again, people just see it as like, oh, it's just technology. But they're like, no, you're actually like, it's fueling a project that will change the future like forever. And it's not just in stupid little things. You're like an NFT, right? Like a picture on the internet. It's like something of actual value. Not that NFTs aren't, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. So first off, I want to be clear. There are tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of different cryptos right now. Not all cryptos are here to be able to innovate and solve problems into the future. There are a lot of coins that are really just created that are based off of speculation, that are based off of people being like, this is going to go to the moon. I'm going to be rich off of this. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of social hype.
Like Dogecoin.
Well, exactly. Exactly. And like, I mean, at this point, I think Dogecoin is actually kind of a better and not like
now
a
it
better
is, but back
investment.
Then, yeah. It was like complete, not a rug pull, but it was just like all hype.
And it's all social. Like, okay, the thing that I really want for people to realize is like, there's a way that you can approach crypto that is gambling. And there's also a way that you can approach crypto that is actually based on investing in technology and innovation. I like to teach it the second way, which is around being aligned to problem and solution, investing in innovation. And then I may leave a small amount of my portfolio to like gambling money, which is just fun for me because I'm in the space. But 90% of my portfolio, 95% of my portfolio is investing in innovative technology that I see. I'm like, it's solving a problem. It's aligning to the solution. And it's going to be growing over time. It may not run as fast as like the meme coins these days. Mm-hmm. Like, if anyone has seen, like, on Solana meme coins, like, there's so much hype around that because, like, yes, there may be thousands of different meme coins out there because it's really easy to make a meme coin. Anyone can make a meme coin. However, you can just put your money into these certain coins. And I like to call them literally as lottery tickets because you're gambling and you're being like, I hope that this bonk is going to go to the moon. And if you were in and early before it blasted off, you could do really well. But quite honestly, like, there's a lot of gambling. And I find in the crypto space, a lot of people come to the crypto space with a lot of gambling energy, which is also why a lot of people who are a lot more pragmatic and who may be wanting, like, if you've already taken a risk and you've already quit your corporate life, you may not want to take another risk and gamble with your money in the crypto arena. Mm-hmm. And I really want to say, like, you can enter crypto and you don't have to gamble. Instead, you can actually calculate of how to spot those high growth cryptos. And that's what I really love doing, is being like, how can I align to these things and, like, not play this other game, but actually have a more grounded approach, have a calculated, like, take calculated risk and understand the game that is going on in the crypto world and create grounded wealth from that. I mean, like, if anyone's been in the investing world, like, the investing world is proud of 10% per year. In this next year and a half, I'm expecting my portfolio to do at minimum 10x, which is 1,000% return, not a 10% return.
Which you can't even do with Bitcoin or Ethereum unless you have, like, literally millions of dollars to play with. So, like,
yeah,
you got to look for the high growth kind of emerging projects, if you will. But for people who are like, this is going over their head, they're like very confused about the space in general. Can you give an example, not necessarily like showing what projects to get into, but like what would be an example of like an innovative project? Because someone may hear that and they think, oh, like a new heart transplant mechanism or this or that. So like, what would that look like in the digital space, just for context?
Yeah. Okay. If you're someone who like does want to get involved in crypto and you do want to have some skin in the game, the one crypto that I like to really say is like a safe conservative one is Ethereum, really, honestly. It's not as high growth, but it's a really great space for you to start off to be like, Ethereum has adoption. People already trust it. What Ethereum did, and the reason that like Ethereum did really well as an innovative crypto back in the day, is it gave people the capabilities to be able to build on the blockchain. So I like to describe it as like, you know, like the app store on the phone, on the iPhone. The Ethereum was the first app store that allowed for people to build apps in crypto.
Oh, that's such a great analogy, dude. Right. And Bitcoin couldn't do that. It was just like, it was like, this was the app store. This is the app. Like, there was nothing else you could do with it. Like, take it or leave it. That's it. Right.
Yeah. And so for anyone else who doesn't know, like within Ethereum, like, okay, so Ethereum is a layer one, it's a blockchain. And then what you can do is you can build, they even call them dApps, decentralized apps. And you can build these little projects that exist on it. And you're like buying different coins. So if anyone ever, like, there's plenty of...
Even apps on our phone, right? We have, like, I have my Spotify, I have, like, Instagram, I have TikTok, I have whatever other apps. Like, so each of those in theory, this doesn't actually exist, but, like, a Spotify coin, an Instagram coin, like, to give you playing power within that sort of world. That's what you're basically getting at, kind of.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Cool. That's a really good analogy, dude. I like that. Yeah. I mean, I get it, but for people listening, they're like, oh, my God, it makes complete sense.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can build, it allowed developers to be able to develop in the crypto space. So if you're someone who's like, hey, I want to get involved with this stuff, like I like to say, okay, first off, in the crypto world, there's like all these different niches and this may feel really overwhelming to you, but there's like within crypto, there's like meme coins, there's NFTs, there's GameFi, so like gaming coins, there's DeFi, decentralized finance, real estate, like all of these different sectors.
It's so cool, and honestly. It's so fucking
it really
cool.
Is. And so if you're someone who does want some more simplification, the way that I like to approach this and the type of investor I am is I've entered and I like to pull people's hands and be like, welcome to the world of crypto, come with me. And we are coming directly into the DeFi side of things, decentralized finance, because it is also the largest. It is the reason that crypto was initially based and funded and founded. And there's a lot of innovations to be had. So like Ethereum is an example of a DeFi system. Solana is also another one. There's all these different coins and metrics and things that help fit these things in. But I like to say, if you're getting started in the crypto world, drop into one world in particular, so that you can clarify your mind and you can feel a lot more grounded. And then ask yourself, like, what problems are in this space and what solutions are being created? Where is actually innovation being had? And then I like to teach like a four-part formula of like how to spot these high growth cryptos. But like really for yourself, I invite you to be like, let's align to what is innovative right now and what has not been done yet in the space. And like notice like, why are the reasons that this is a good investment? Who's founding it? What's the hype around it? Like there's all a whole bundle of different questions to ask. But yeah, time is a huge important factor as well. So it's just like how young is a crypto? But that's quite information heavy. Does that stuff all make sense to you?
It's good. And again, the analogy I think helped to break it up a little bit so it was more digestible. But this just popped in my head and maybe it might be a little biased, but like why are there so many fucking dudes in the space and like barely any women? Like, I mean, I'm being honest, like, why do you think that is? And also for a little context for those listening, Whitney got in through the DeFi aspect. I initially was introduced to crypto through the NFT aspect, which is non-fungible tokens. It's like people buying those pictures online. You're like, how the fuck? Why is someone buying a GIF? Like, I don't understand. I learned through that avenue, the artistic avenue. Now, between the two, there were also a lot of men in the space. And when there were women, it was mostly like thirst traps. And you're just like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, I don't understand. Why is that a thing? I don't understand. Like, yeah, anyway, go tell me that.
Okay, I'm really passionate about this stuff. I rant a lot about this also on my YouTube channel because I really love having more women in the space. And I do think that like crypto is such actually like I'm very biased in the sense of like I think that women investors in the crypto space do a lot better than the men for many reasons.
Because we're intuitive as shit. We like, you know what I mean? Like you just know. Like
we just know. And okay, so one thing that I noticed with the men is even if we want to break down like feminine, masculine, like I love men. I love my men. But also at the same time, men are very much on a mission. And they're also like on a mission to be able to make wealth. They're on a mission to provide. They're on a mission to like do things. And therefore, they're also the ones who are very, very, very passionate in creating in this space. So in the crypto world, they're out there and they're seeking information. They're wondering how they can condense time to be able to make more wealth for themselves. If they can like get into things that are more risky, but at the same time, more calculated, they want to do the work. Us women want to enter the space typically and be more long-term investors, to have things that work for our nervous system, to invest in things that are actually solving problems, things that are grounded, things that are like, hey, we're building a future. That type of energy doesn't need to be blasted out into the world of like, these are all the things. Like the men that are out there are typically being like, these are all the things you have to get in, you have to follow, and you also have to invest in the same thing I do because ultimately, I want your time, your attention, and your money also in the same thing that I am doing so that price will go up as well. So there's a lot of pros and cons, but overall, I like to see that the crypto space right now is very hyper masculine. I think a lot of energy is shifting, but also like the men are on a mission. They want to make their money. They want to make their riches. And not all cryptos are going to do well. Remember, in the market, there are winners and there are losers. I align to the winners. And you can align to the winners if you like invest at the right times. But anyways, yeah, the men in the space are very interesting. And I really love creating a safe haven for women so that it can like actually feel digestible for like our nervous system, our energy, our strengths.
Well, so we actually feel welcome.
Well.
Like it's a great opportunity and we're going to miss it because it's so like heavily, like it's not approachable. I don't align with the bros who are yelling at me to like, I don't at all. Like even now, only a few years ago, have women entered the financial space of talking about financial freedom and investing in things like that. But that's only because of the rise of influencers and like Instagram and stuff like that. And it's only a few years ago. So like if this is brand new and barely we're in the early adopter phase, so many people, I would bet, are also really hesitant to get into it because they're just like, it's scary.
It is, and
I mean, we know it's not because we see the future, but like when you're first getting started in it, it's terrifying.
So it was even scary for like, it was scary for me. Like I had no financial literacy coming into this stuff. All I knew was to save. I had no idea how to move my retirement fund. I had no idea. Like even when I had my retirement fund and things invested, I was in like a money market fund that I ended up like butchering a little bit and just basically made zero money because I basically left it in there and didn't actually invest it. So going into this stuff, I had no idea what to do. And so, yes, I learned from men, but I just think sometimes the masculine approach to crypto is overcomplicated. They love being in the space. It's a whole nother language in itself. And it just takes time to be able to learn it and to like also not get super overwhelmed by the tech and being like, okay, they're playing that game, but what is the game that I actually want to play? That's like a big part in the crypto space that I'm like, if you can go in and actually be like, I can see the games that people are playing, and then I can actually customize and be like, they play that game, that's fine, but I want to play this game. And that takes some time, that takes some discerning. And that also takes just like being around people who share values and plans that are aligned to your like investing future as well. Mm-hmm. So personally, I was grateful that like I was aligned to like my mentor. He was a dude. Yes, he was a guy. He studied the financial markets for like over 15 years and everything. But he overall was aligned to more long-term holding in the cycle. So like within the financial cycle and market, that was also aligned to how actually a lot of women are desired to invest as well. And ultimately, that's like the way that the best investors invest. Like that's how Warren Buffett invests. It's based on market cycles. It's not based on trading in short term. So
it's just funny how the time is really the ultimate factor here. But for people who are like, okay, this is great, but I'm overwhelmed, what would be the first piece of advice you give them in terms of like, where do they learn? What do they Google search? Like, because right, if they type in crypto, they're going to be like inundated with all this bullshit. So like, what's the first thing, especially as women, that we do? Other than the obvious of like grounding your nervous system, whatever else, and getting clear about your like goals and intentions, but like actual learnings and seeing if it's the right fit for you.
Yeah. If you resonate with my energy, if you've resonated with this conversation, I do have more digestible, smaller, like very well articulated YouTube videos that are like meant for you to understand, like, is this for you? Is it a fit? How do I build a plan that works for me? Ultimately, like that's the space, that's the vibe. And if not, one thing that I've really enjoyed doing is going to YouTube and even just typing in like, what is crypto? Or make a list, just take a piece of paper, make a list of the questions and the curiosities that are coming up in your world. What do you want to know more of in the crypto space? Is it that you want to have a plan? Is it that you want to see how like you can actually spot problems? Is it that you want to know what something simple of like what Ethereum is or what the blockchain is? Like write down those questions and realize that your curiosity is an inner little nudge and an inner little guide for you being like, hey, I want you to go here. I want you to learn something more. And you may actually find someone, another teacher who speaks your language and that resonates with you. And you're like, I want to learn more from them. And the big thing with this is like, there's a lot in the crypto space and I want this to feel as fun for you as possible. So it's finding those people that make it fun, that make it enjoyable for you to be like, oh, I want to spend more of my time and energy here. And I want to learn this language because crypto is a language. So there's that. And if you actually just want to put some skin in the game and like put your money in, like you can open up an exchange, like a crypto exchange. There's like examples like Gemini, Kraken, Coinbase, Bitstamp for all my Americans. Like that's some examples.
Yeah. I used Coinbase in the beginning. It was super simple. It was like you putting money into like a PayPal account or something. You just put like, I think I put $50 in and I just wanted to try and like fuck around and see what happened. Like literally $20, exactly. Whatever it was, like very low amount.
Exactly. So I think that's like one of the best ways is like, if you're feeling inspired right now and you're like, I don't need to watch another video. I've already listened to this 40-minute podcast episode. Go open up your account right now, like open up another tab and go put $100 or whatever it is for you where you're like, I want to test this out. I want to go buy either like my Ethereum, my Solanas. Like I have plenty of other examples for you guys and other stuff, but those are like really great starting points and just being like, I want to test some of this stuff out.
Just and flex like, the muscle of doing an exchange. That's literally it.
Yeah. And if you do want to learn more, like if you're like, hey, I'm really bit by this bug. Like there's more, like I have programs, like I have a 5-week program. There's passive. I have communities. I have stuff like
Queen of Millions.
Yes. Queen of Millions is my community. I want women. I want people. I want humans, good hearted humans who are also intuitive in different degrees to like be able to speak this crypto language and to be able to align to the future and to ultimately be able to trust in themselves more so that they can also like make decisions for themselves, but also like be a bearer of big wealth, big freedom. Yeah. So there's all these tools. There's all these resources depending on where you're at. But those are just some of the things that are coming to my mind.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to overwhelm people too much with the information, but I think that was just enough in terms of giving them a little insight in what the technology is, what's available, all of that. And of course, you have a ton of resources available for people to dive in if they're really curious. But we're in such a really fun time right now when it comes to technology and innovation. So like, crypto has been at the forefront of my future plans for literally the past 2 years. So It's very exciting. Yeah. Not that obviously we're biased, but, you know. So as we wrap up this episode, one of the things I like to do with every guest is I ask one final question, which is if you could give advice to your younger self, what would that be?
Take the jump, lean into your curiosity, do the thing. You are trusted. You are supported. I feel like before, when I was in the corporate world and all these different things, I was following what I was supposed to be doing and I wasn't trusting myself as much. But if you're anything like me, I had to see how blessed I am, how supported I am, and how everything does seem to go my way, how lucky I am in many ways. And the things that are bad in my life that have come up, it's mostly been to clear things out. So this is a huge trust building process, but I just, like, with my own relationship to money, my own relationship to taking trust and living my life on my own terms and my own ways, I really wish I could have given her a little nudge to be like, hey, what do you really, really want? Like, go out there, follow it, lean into it, take a step, even just like ask the question, walk to life in a different way, like go to the space solo. Like, life is here to support you. The opportunities are here to support you. They're all right before your eyes. So that would be my piece.
Yeah. Which actually, Whitney did a really good job in early in our friendship of reminding me of that. And she's helped me expand to be a lot more playful and less serious and just trusting in myself. I'm so grateful to have her in my life for that reason. But of course, amongst many other things too. But yeah, this has been so great. This has been so fun. For anyone who wants to get connected with Whitney or learn more, all of her information will be in the show notes. Obviously, if you see me on Instagram stories, you'll definitely see Whitney somewhere tagged on there or something, because we're always doing things together. But any last thoughts, words, things you want to say before we wrap this up?
I love humans. If you have resonated, clicked with this, just like Debbie knows this. I love humans. I love connection. Connection is like one of my really deep values in life. So connection, curiosity, freedom, all of it.
It's but so funny anyways. You said that. Like, literally, like half the text I received from you was like, I met a sparkly human today. Let me tell you. Like, it's literally, this is Whitney. This is not just an a marketing thing. This is Whitney.
Yeah. I'm very on, off the same person, on, off camera. But anyways, if you have clicked in this in any way, like, please say hi to me. Please tell me that you've come from Gabby's community. Like, I love humans and I love knowing where and when I connect and like hit something with someone. So just say, hey, I would love to hear it. Say hi to me on Instagram, whatever it is. I love friends.
Yay. Well, thanks so much for coming on and sharing all your gold nuggets. I'm going to literally see you in 30 minutes. I'll see you in a little bit.